From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
New music, we've got it.
2015 is turning out to be a very, very good year already for great new music. We've brought in another stack of CDs with some wonderful new tracks. And we're starting with something you brought in.
Yes, this is something from our friends over at ZZK in Argentina, but it actually has roots in Bolivia, as you can hear from like that pan flute. And now you're going to hear the singer, Luzmila Carpio. I'm going to tell you more about this song, but let's listen to it now. It's called Tarpuri Kusum, and it's a Captain Planet remix. Really nice kind of New Year's gift from our friends over at ZZK in Argentina. It's one of my favorite music collectives. And basically what they're doing is mixing like a lot of electronica and nu cumbia with a lot of folk and indigenous sounds of South America, which is something that, you know, when electronica first kind of hit South America, it felt almost like totally the opposite, you know, like water and oil with folk music. And then they just kind of fused it together. And this is especially cool because it's a Bolivian singer named Luzmila Carpio. Like I said, she's from Bolivia. She speaks Spanish and she speaks Quechua, which is one of the indigenous languages of Bolivia. So she's singing in Quechua. And she's made an awesome career for herself. She's actually the Bolivian ambassador to France.
Really?
Yeah, as of as of many years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just really like, there's something about Andean rhythms that actually goes really well with electronic. You know, it has like that boom, 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 boom. It's like a natural beat that it has. So the electronics only enhances it, you know?
And a lot of that music is based on the that very traditional drum. I think it's called the bombo that they
the
play.
The bombo, el bombo.
Right. Claro. So that, and that hits the four on the floor like the like we say now.
Like a bass.
Right. It hits the bass drum part perfectly. And you're right. It does mix perfectly with electronic music. We're always happy to hear stuff from ZZK, and in particular this one, because of that voice. Now, I've got another voice for you, okay? This is a voice from Brazil by way of Paris and Argentina. Check this out. This is Dom La Nena.
They came from far away. They came alone. In clouds of rainbow colors, they had some. They came to turn and they came to spin. They came together, carnaval. Glad eyes shine when sorrow fades. The singing comes, voices raised. Glad eyes shine, their mirrors bright. Stars, carnival in purple and pink, in turquoise too. Kings and queens in cloaks of blue. For a night only, time will stop to.
it's a song about carnaval, but it's very melancholy and, like, soft.
Lots of saudade on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we played an album from her last year, almost a year ago exactly. And her
last... I remember the name.
And last year the album was very sonically rich. There was a lot of very interesting production, a lot of sounds. Very, very beautiful album. This new album is just the opposite. It's stripped down. So it emphasizes, as you heard in that track, her voice and the lyrics this year. And I got to say, I'm just a big fan of that as of what I heard last year. You know, she's got a very eclectic background. She's from Brazil. She studied cello in Paris and then has lived and played mostly in Argentina lately. So she has one foot in this chamber music world. And that influences the music that she makes. Well, I wouldn't even call it pop music. It's just her own unique sound. And I just like the way that those two worlds come together in this. And I think that just listening to her on these two albums, the fact that there's less music and less to listen to, I think that shows a very big step in her maturation as an artist, of her getting moving forward. Because I think this is a big step forward.
Like, she doesn't need so much artifice.
You know, that's awesome. Like, it's a big step forward for her, this album.
That's a beautiful song.
The album is called Soyo. That track is called Carnaval. And again, the artist is named Dom La Nena.
Okay, but I'm ready to pick it up.
Okay, let's pick it up. You got to now.
Let's listen to some Buraca Som Sistema.
To your pop, to wind up right, undo what you they taught. I and I mission till the day make it caught. Burn the fire bright, keep the ground hot. Radiation run you if the trout get caught. I and I be the truth, case they forgot. In a take a knot to connect the dots, so connect the dot. Fala la la la, but I can light up brighter than sunrise. This here be the shit that go rat tat tat. Pocket ticket dent, the dun dada. Pocket ticket dent, the dun dada.
Thank you.
I'd say we're definitely going through very different moments in our life. You just brought like a lot of really melancholy, stripped down, like do 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 music, and I'm just like I'm getting down.
It's on the other side. I understand that. What I really liked about the track was the way that she sang almost in triple time, three times as fast as the beat was going, which is what jazz musicians do all the time.
Yes.
And that particular track, because her rapping was so, her flow was so fast.
It's almost like a scat, right?
It is almost exactly like a scat, but for me, more like somebody like Charlie Parker from bebop days, from the late 1940s, mid-40s, late 40s, and how just the technical prowess is what they were all about, but like trying to play as fast as they could. And in this track, you know, there's a limit to how fast the voice can go. Right.
Yeah.
But that's what really fascinated me about this track. I love that part because it's the beat is so slow, but you're playing almost three times as fast against that beat. And it creates a whole different set of rhythm, a whole different flow. That's what I liked about it. I'm not really sure what they're singing about, but I really enjoyed the musicality of it because it's very complex.
Well, and her voice is like so nasal and kind of raspy that it's almost like another instrument. It is. I mean, that's why I love voices that are seemingly imperfect, you know, because I think it makes for a much more interesting instrument.
It almost has like a tinge of like a Buddhist chant to
it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so good. It's good.
Okay, tell us about the band.
This is Buraka Som Sistema, just a band that is like a cult favorite in the whole electronic scene, electronic dance music. They mix techno beats with a lot of like African zouk and kuduro, and they're basically doing what the record label ZZK does in Argentina, which is fusing a more folksy, more classical sound with electronica. For me, Buraka Som Sistema can do no wrong.
There you go. Good. Well, yeah. Bring more. Let's hear some more. Okay, you have the next track.
Felix, are you ready to go to room 302?
I have been to room 302, and I can't wait to get back.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Hit it. Say what's on your mind. Tell me your mind. Need your chick in your life. Let me get in your life. You've been highly stressed. Let me pull you up. Watch my lion dress, let me show you some. I know you wanna hit that. Tell your bitch 50 feet, she can get back. Right. I'm trying to seduce you. I got a couple hundred ways I can use you. Right. You pull up in that whip all black with a bitch in the back. What she wanna come to? Fuck that. No, you wanna touch that. I be weighing up in the room number 302. Two cups of tequila, watch your mind go. I can't wait be faithful when we're not alone. Physical attraction, I ain't gotta tax him. He know what he want when he ready. You been going steady with the girl in your dreams, but the girl in your bed ain't shit like me. So make me in my room, cut yourself on now. Sanctions for the one, baby, you look lost. So when you wanna play, I can be a jerk like I came from the bay. Say that you in love, but the love ain't real. Cause if you wasn't loved, then you wouldn't wanna feel. I love my body. Say what's on your mind, tell me your mind. Stress, let me pull you up. Watch my lion dress, let me show you some. I know you wanna hit that. Tell your bitch 50 feet, she can get back. Right. I'm trying to seduce you. I got a couple hundred ways I can use you. Right. You pull up in that whip all black with a bitch in the back. What she wanna come to? Fuck that. No, you wanna touch that. I be weighing up in the room number 302. You make me feel like an addict. I need you here right about 11, going on 12. Just ring my bell, and if she asks, don't give a detail. Got it. One on one, don't be fun. You belong to me. Don't feel bad, don't be fun. Wait, just come and stay. Take another shot, make you feel right when it's wrong and you not. Face that truth, what you wanna do? You ain't gotta answer 302. Wanna make me dare, baby? Wanna make me dare? Wanna make me dare? Make you say. What's on your mind? Tell me your mind. Need you a trick in your life. Let me get in your life. You've been highly stressed. Let me pull you up. Watch my lion dress. Let me show you some.
I know you wanna hit that. Tell your bitch 50 feet, she can get back. Right. I'm trying to seduce you. I got a couple hundred ways I can use you. Right. You pull up in that whip all black with a bitch in the back. What she wanna come to? Fuck that. No, you wanna touch that. I be weighing up in the room number 302.
So a friend of mine, this drummer, he has a picture of like a snare drum on his shirt, and it says, I know you want to hit that.
I need that shirt.
Okay.
That shirt, that is amazing.
That's all I'll say about that particular song.
Well, which, I have more to say about it.
Which I really like, by the way.
I didn't think you'd like it.
I liked it a lot.
This is Future Brown, and they have a great lineup, including Daniel Pineda of the band, whose name I can never say, but it's Guzunguzu.
Sounds close.
And it's, yeah, I love their style. A lot of R&B with electronica and a genre known as grime, right? Which is like from the UK music scene in the 2000s, which mixed like, it's kind of like closely related to dubstep. It usually has like 140 beats per minute. And it kind of combines like these very future electronic elements with grimy, you know, futuristic, dark beats. And that's kind of what's going on here.
Again, it's an example of how these young producer DJ types are just combining all these things, which I really like. You didn't think I would like this song.
No, because it's very like adult.
What are you talking about? Why, you a kid?
You're the child in this.
I like the way that they approach the song. And, okay, we're talking around it, but it is about...
It's sexy. It's a sex song. It's a song for having sex.
And I think what they did with it is... they were very masterful in creating that ambiance. Okay, they were creating that because it's all about rhythm.
Okay,
the song is okay. It's all about rhythm. So you brought it. So you got to be able to talk about it.
No, I can.
Okay,
you know whoever.
So why that works, I think, is just it's all expertly produced, and
it is.
And
it
they
is.
Used the right elements and got the message across in a big way, in a very big way.
Okay, let's move on.
And now we're going to change up to something quite a bit different, okay? One of my picks, this is a new track from the Mexican vocalist Fernanda Ulibarri. And this is, you'll recognize the rhythm, but it has nothing to do with anything like we've heard so far.
Okay.
Quisiera poderla escuchar.
nuestra vida.
Again, the track is called Crush. That is Fernanda Ulibarri. And the album is called Polcas de Amor, in case you didn't guess that just from listening to it.
I'm guessing she's like from northern Mexico.
She's from, I think she's from northern Mexico, but you know, her style is more subdued, almost like a cabaret type singer. This is very different for her this time out. And she says in an interview that I read that she wrote the lyrics and the songs first, and then she felt like they all had to be in polkas for some reason, which is why the whole album, they're all polkas, and it's called Polcas de Amor. And now we're going to end the show by changing the rhythm up one last time with the band Chicano Batman. They're from Southern California. We played their album last year, in the spring of last year, The Cycles of Existential Rhyme, which I really, really enjoyed. But we're playing this track because they've started 2015 in a very, very good place. They were selected to play the big rock festival Coachella, the Coachella Music Festival in Southern California, one of the few Latin bands that are playing this year, by the way. And they were also just selected by the rocker Jack White to open their tour.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Isn't it? I mean, it's a very, very, they're in a very good spot, and they're finding fans in different places for their sound, and their sound is very retro, okay? And I'm playing an instrumental from the album. It's called A Cool Blessing. So you get the idea. And it's a throwback to the 1970s era Latin soul bands. The stuff that I like really, really grew up listening to.
This is your jam.
I'm telling you, man. And what they do also is they make it visual because they wear these tuxedo shirts, right?
Wow.
These ruffled tuxedo shirts that we all had to wear to be in Chicano bands in the 70s. We all had to wear these tuxedo shirts. It was like the corniest
you
thing.
You wore tuxedo shirts?
Oh, my God. I had a whole collection of different colors in order to play, like, in these wedding bands. You play quinceañeras, you play
like what
weddings.
Colors?
like yellow. Really yellow. Nothing subtle, okay?
Oh, my
God. I know, with, like, black ruffles, but that's their shtick. That's what they do.
Wow.
And they do it really, really well.
We might we possibly get a picture of you in a tuxedo for the website for npr.org/altlatino
week? I don't know that any continue to exist. Okay?
You burnt them?
They may be all gone, along with the shirts.
So Felix. And the fact that it's instrumental is very Felix.
It's a nice blast from the past. I'm going to remind you, you can hear this song and all the songs we play today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Maybe you'll see a picture of Felix in a really crazy tuxedo, when you go there. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
We've been getting some very, very good band recommendations
yes.
through Twitter
yes.
and Facebook. Yeah. And
the other day, I just didn't have, my fingers were bleeding from opening so many envelopes of CD stacks. And I went online and I got one or two really amazing recommendations from our Facebook page.
And we're going to get to those things. So please, 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 please keep us on your list. And you have near when you hear a new band, you hear somebody you like, send it to us because we'll get to it. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garza.
And this has been Alt Latino.
Smooth.